Oh, it's been too long between drinks with this person.
Oh, too long, you say?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we do like a drink, don't we?
Don't we, Jess Eva from Moon Man in the Morning in Sydney. Hello, Jess.
Hi,
Jess.
Oh, boys, what are you wearing? I know what you're wearing because I'm in studio. That's what it sounds like. I'm definitely not down a microphone in Sydney.
You know why we got you aboard this morning? Because it was last weekend, Jess, and Rob reckons he was appalled. So was my wife. I went to a Texas Hold'em poker game and I wore pajamas, my pajamas, and all and sundry reckon it was a stupid idea from another female's perspective. Is that wrong?
Look, I always liked a man that wore pajamas in public because it meant he had very low self-esteem, which means I had half a shot.
That's right. He just doesn't care.
The more dishevelled, the better. That's how I ended up with my gorgeous partner, Norm. Because you know that they're never going to leave you. So that's the first.
Either that or they may be sleepwalking and you get them while they're asleep and they're yours forever.
I know. It's called entrapment. I call it romance.
Yeah, lovely.
On the other hand, if she ever questions you, you just say to her, so all the women don't crack on to me. I think that, you know, you need some kind of barrier to stop your sex appeal. You're a very good looking man.
Thank you, Jess. Look, it was an all-male affair, but that doesn't matter.
Well, all the men. Yeah, exactly. It's never too old to have options, is it?
That's right. It's 2021.
You can
exactly
do and be what you want. Put on a wig and go to Texas and hold a poker if you want.
Now, Jess, look, Dancing with the Stars, the final's done and dusted last night. Now, have you got some goss, have you?
I remember. Didn't you win Dancing with the Stars, Rob?
Funny you mentioned that, Jess. I did, actually. I didn't want to bring it up.
He texted you about it. We could be talking about...
It's 2010, Jess, just FYI.
Yeah, 2010. I'm looking at the TV Tonight article from August 29th, 2010.
Jess, you still got that too.
We could be talking about an earthquake somewhere overseas and he weaves in Dancing with the Stars final and the Mirrorball Trophy.
Just brought it up.
Unbelievable.
No, I would. I'm still living off my third place in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out. It's amazing what it'll get you.
That is right. Jess, you know what? You and I should team up because there's a world of opportunity out there.
Between the two of us, we could be really tragic. It's so good.
Patty and I heard the other day from Brickman that Lego Masters might be doing a version that we might be invited onto. What do you reckon? How are you with Lego?
I mean, I've never tried, but I'll do anything for a buck. I'll say, that's when we got on the block. They said, are you handy on the tools? And I said, of course I am. But I didn't know they meant the ones that you do renovations
with. Yeah, right, those ones. Well, you could just run to and from the brick room and get the Lego bricks and I'll do the building. I did, but that was before I spoke to Jess.
Yes, well, we would make a very good team, I think. And Paddy, you could be the labourer, Paddy.
Thank you, Jess.
You could do it in pyjamas too.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a new show. Hey, Jess, you did the blog. How was it when you accepted to do reality show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Was it concerning? Because when I watch that, I just go, there's no way I could do that. What you have to eat and go through. I just couldn't do it. No way.
Yeah, I know. But then I got a couple of weeks off work.
Paid.
And then the kids normally wake up really early and they said, do you want to sleep on a bunk bed in the middle of a jungle? And all you've got to do is eat a couple of turkey testicles and, get bitten by a few spiders. And I thought it would be really good.
And I was there
for an hour and I was like, what the hell have I done? But it was a wonderful experience.
God, it would be. I always thought that there must be a lot of contraband because there's always that standard where they got to flush out everyone's treats that they sneak into camp. Come on, everyone's getting treats, aren't they? The whole time.
I'm a goody two shoes. I didn't do anything because I don't like getting in trouble.
Oh, really?
But Ash Williams, the comedian, he had coffee and I suspect some of his coffee was smuggled in internally. Like he had that much coffee.
No. Now, what do you watch? I can't believe, Dancing with the Stars is finished. Thank God. I don't want to be talking about any previous winners from 2010.
Didn't you win Dancing with the Stars, Rob?
Stop it!
Yeah, that was back in 2010, Jess.
Yeah, I thought so.
No, look,
what did you end up doing with your trophy? What did you do with it?
One of my kids broke it. They kicked it off the coffee table at home because it used to sit right in the coffee table in the middle of the house.
They're sick of you talking about
it.
So they thought they'd kick it off.
You're killing me.
They said it was an accident. I repaired it though. It still spins, and I've got it in the garage next to my belt sander.
I thought you might have turned it into a stubby holder like Scotty Cam's
Gold Logie. That's what he reckons.
I'm not that creative.
Oh, no, he did win it. Tell us how he's got the tally on Logies for Better Homes and Gardens. How many did you win?
Oh, there's only 8 of those.
See, he knows the exact figure. There we go.
It's hard to forget. Such a round number.
And I've got it really?
I've also got to tell you, he met Pamela Anderson at the Logies as well. Has he told you that?
No, was a Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
I won it.
Did she crack on to you? Because when we're in the jungle, Grant Denyer claimed that Pamela Anderson asked him out on a date, but he said no.
That has got to be a lie.
I reckon.
I cracked on to Pam. She was quite horrified.
Oh, we've got to go. Look, it is so nice to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. You're an absolute ledge.
No, thanks. Oh, do you mind if I just ask one more thing?
Yes.
I've been meaning to ask you guys.
Yeah.
Rob, didn't you win Dancing with the Stars?
Just that one time.
Okay, so we haven't got any milk because it might not ever be on the TV show again.
It might never
so
be.
If we bring it up randomly, you'll just look up yourselves. This is literally the last moment.
All right, you save that question for next month.
Yes.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, he'll weave it in. I'm getting out of here.
You'll be out of here.